Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Bulldogs Tigers, of course, stadium on Saturday afternoon. This will be a 3 p.m. kickoff. So Jacob Preston looks like he'll be back from the broken jaw. That is great news for them. Jamin Salmon will shift back to lock, Kurt Mann to the bench. And he's got to make that final call tomorrow, Cameron Serraldo. Connor Tracy is the preferred option at fullback. Blake Taff on the bench. I like the look of that. Appy Korosau named despite that back injury. I think he's been having spasms. Jake Simpkin has been named in the reserves as a replacement. Stafford Toa also listed, but probably next week on that one. I just felt the last couple of weeks there's been a bit of a regression from the West Tigers. What's the market saying, Tristan?
Yeah, it has. And it's been funny because the Tigers have played two of the heavyweights, the comp in Penrith and the Bronx, in both of those weeks. And whilst they were never, ever likely to win, they were sort of hanging around the Panthers game. And then the Broncos always looked like they were doing it very easy until the Tigers scored a couple of tries late to bring some sort of respectability back. And then the Bulldogs on the other side, they're obviously coming off that bye last week, and they've been very, very solid in their performances in recent times. So coming off the bye, they'll be really keen to continue their recent run of good form. They're $1.40 favourites. The Tigers, $2.95. 7.5 is the line, 40.5 the total points. So there hasn't been really any movement at all in the win or the line markets in this price. So punters seem as though at this point they're happy with where we've got the market set.
Well, going back to the start of the season, looking at round 9, who had their bingo card marked with the Bulldogs coming in at $1.40 favourites for a game? Hey? Dear, oh dear. I think the other key here is there's 50 mil of rain forecast across Friday and then into Saturday into this game at 3 o'clock. And, that's going to have a significant influence. And it's got to keep this game tight and probably lean to somewhere under 40 points. And so you'd have to suspect that the plus 7.5 has got to be an advantage. I like where the Bulldogs do come from off a bye. I think that helps them. If Preston plays, certainly he's been one of their best forwards for the last 12 months. I think they take confidence out of that last result, if not their last 3 or 4 results, where I think that they've been very gritty, confident, building as a unit. And in particular, the defence has been very sound. And you're right, Jimmy, about the Tigers. I mean, I do think that Waters found its own level here and they've regressed. They've lost 4 in a row now. A couple of them have been key games at home where we would have expected them to be far more competitive, if not beat the Dragons. I'm with the Bulldogs. Gee, I think the plus 7.5 would have to be an advantage, but not overly confident. I'm not playing the game. I think it's a low scoring, but the Bulldogs to prevail.
What? Unders? What? Anyway. 7.5. All right, I'll ask you this one, Jared. Which team's got the better kicking game? So we know the Matt Burton high kick, but what about Lachie Galvin and Aidan Caesar? I'm not sure who's got the better kicking game.
Well, and also Korosau out of dummy half has got a very good kick
if he plays. So there's the other part about that too. Reed Marnie can kick, as we've seen him do a couple of times. Yeah, I favour the Bulldogs to win the game. I just like the 7.5 for a lot of the reasons that you mentioned. They have started to attack better though, the Bulldogs. And I think it looks completely different when you put Crichton on the right-hand side and then you've got Kikau on the left-hand side and you've got that dual threat. And then the other thing that they've been doing there, Cameron Serraldo and Jason Taylor, they've got Matty Burton going to the right-hand side a lot and he's getting a lot more confidence out of that. Preston is obviously a big in. And he was one of those guys that... So he was so good early in the season last year and then they had this heavy emphasis on the left-hand side and that impacted him. He was doing all these tackling and not doing much from an attack point of view, but Galvin continues to play well for a young man. Jareem Bullis just dipped a little in his form, which is a bit of a concern. But I like the Tigers at the +7.5.
Jimmy, where does Crichton end up in the New South Wales Blues picture? Surely he's an option for the other wing spot with To'o, or potentially in the centres if it's not Latrell and Turbo?
I won't say he's a victim of it, but he's so good at whatever you want him to do, left or right, centre or wing, at a pinch fullback, like not to start a game, but if you had to put him there. So you just get the sense he's going to be there somewhere. Like,
and he's got, as you suggest, he's got that versatility. If you play him on the left edge as a winger, or he can play on the right, he can then also fill in at centre if there's an injury, at fullback if there's an injury. But even just playing wing, he's just such a marquee talent.
Well, this highly talented, athletic star, attacking star, his best thing about him is his defence. So he just doesn't miss. And, you know, if you're Coach Maguire and you want him to go into an Origin series, save me one rather than score me one, I would have been.
Just on the Origin, what's the market at the moment, Tristan?
Is Crash Craddock going to tell us what the market is?
Yeah, they're drifting very hard, New South Wales. Yeah, actually, I've just brought up the wrong market. They're favourite for game one, New South Wales. So maybe that's what Crash was looking at. $1.70 in game one, New South Wales. The series, I think that's... I'll have to have a chat to the traders. Somehow the Queenslanders are $1.74 favourite, but as we see every year, that won't hold up come when the game one starts.
Queensland do have two games at home this year. I think that's why they're favourite.
Yes. Crash will get that sorted, so there won't be a problem there.
Can you just clarify for the listeners what state in this country are you domiciled in, please, Tristan?
Very, very proud Queenslander. And, yeah, we're one of the few states in the country that's had a bit of success in Origin over the last couple of years, but always as underdogs. So it's always a good double up from a bookmaking front.
Mate, no doubt the Queensland bookmaking body is going to get in contact with you and say, mate, I don't care what the market says. We're underdogs, all right?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if anyone's listening, we get a little 5% reduction in POC tax, and we can swing the market whatever you like.
I never saw that coming.
Oh mate, geez, I tell you what, they'll love your consistency, Tristan. Never miss an opportunity.